I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 15. The 1970 Bud Moore Boss Mustangs 302s, driven by Parnelli Jones, George Fulmer, Peter Revson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ed Al. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Look at that. That's real racing with real men.
Go see Trans Am at Lime Rock soon.
Yeah, that's almost.
Or actually, wait, is Trans Am at Long Beach?
Well, here's Trans Am at Lime Rock right here.
Yes.
Penske Javelin trailing the Bud Moore Mustang. Ooh, 1970 Schaefer Trans Am. I was there. Better yet, here's the Boston Herald Traveler Trans Am at Loudon, New Hampshire. Briar Motor Sports Park. I was there. I think Pete Sigourney was there, too. Anyways, that's pretty cool. Wow. Awesome stuff. Anyways, on tonight's episode, we'll recap NASCAR in Texas. And we'll recap the LMS opener in Barcelona, 4 hours. And then news and notes. Look ahead to this weekend's return to China
and Long Beach.
And Long Beach, yes. Mm-hmm. We'll have our picks to click.
Also, WEC is at Imola.
Yes.
There's a lot going on this
weekend. I'm looking forward to this weekend, that race, actually. That one. I'm not really looking forward to China, just because it's a sprint race weekend, and they haven't been there for 4 years, so God only knows what's going to happen. But anyways, I don't want to give away my pick.
The other thing, too, is it'll be overnight, so obviously.
Oh, IMSA's at Long Beach this weekend.
Yeah, that was kind of implied that IndyCar was going to be there, too, with them.
It's two separate sanctioning bodies.
Yeah, and they both run at the same track. I wonder when they're both going to run there.
This weekend. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
I think NASCAR is at.
They're racing again. I don't know where.
Hold on. I think it's. Oh, it's at Talladega. Oh, no. You know what? Just watch the highlights because that race could take 6 hours.
You watch the green flag drop. And then you tune in to the last 5 laps.
But the question is, will it still be on broadcast TV or will it be streaming at that point? It's on Fox, so God only knows.
Better question is, what's the weather like down there?
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Let's talk Texas, the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Bit of a crash fest. I don't think it was one of Denny Hamlin's favorite days, unfortunately. So I don't really know what I can say about Denny. But bad Brad. Good for him. Second place. Not a win, but second place. Mm-hmm. Chase Elliott with the win in the classic Hooters sponsored number 9 Hendrick Chevrolet, which is all for it. Mm-hmm. We had William Byron in third with the dump and run on Ross Chastain.
For third.
Yes. And Tyler Reddick was fourth. Daniel Suarez, fifth. Chase Briscoe, sixth. Oh, Bubba Wallace.
How far down did Chastain
drop? I apologize, Darryl Wallace. I don't like calling him Bubba. I don't know why people call him Bubba. I like Darryl. It's a better name.
How far down did Chastain fall?
We are checking. Quite a ways. 32nd. Yep, that was on the last lap because they ran 276 laps. It's amazing, though. They had overtime. And 31 cars finished on the lead lap. Care to guess who the first car not on the lead lap? Ross Chastain.
Yeah.
Denny, he finished on the lead lap, but 30th. I mean, that's just it's unfortunate. I feel bad for him. He did lead. Then he crashed out. Spun out.
When was the last caution thrown? Do you have that or no?
No
big deal.
Hold on.
I always guess there's one within the last 10. My odds are pretty high.
Checking.
I probably should do my due diligence one day and like actually look up the stat of how many races finish under yellow within the last 10 laps.
Don't have that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. I shouldn't say not finish under caution, but go into overtime.
They did go to overtime, didn't they? Oh, no. I'm sorry. They didn't go to overtime.
Oh, all right.
The last caution was actually on lap 254.
Out of?
276.
All right. 20 or so to go.
Yep.
It's not a bad run.
Hamlin crashed out on that lap 254. Well, didn't crash out. He spun out. Anyways. Well, there we go.
So what's that? Is that two wins for Elliott now?
Well, yeah, we're coming over to that. Hold on. So, I know we don't have the insight without our NASCAR expert here.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm not.
I hate to say it. I was out golfing this weekend on Sunday. I was more interested in the Masters.
Oh, last weekend was a little light for racing. I mean, there was ELMS.
Basically NASCAR.
MotoGP, NASCAR. I mean, don't forget the VW Fun Cup.
Oh, the VW Fun Cup. Season opener at Oulton Park.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 36 cars. And there were some heavyweight drivers in that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good series.
Yeah, it was friggin' fantastic.
Was it 3 or 4 hours?
4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours. All builds up to not the 24 hours of Spa, but the 25 hours of Spa.
Yes.
In a VW Fun Cup.
Yeah.
I think there's like 100.
Like, start that.
Yeah. I think it's some ridiculous amount.
I watched the.
We will delve deeper into the Fun Cup series.
I watched the one of the camera shots at the end
of the camel
straight.
Yeah, and it's just cars all the way.
When the leaders come through the chicane, they're still coming up.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic. It's
in a Rouge.
And I didn't realize, like, so WRT makes these cars. Anyways, I digress. Let's do the standings, and we'll come back to it.
Okay.
So right now, leading the points is Kyle Larson, mm-hmm. But he's locked in. He has a win. So our non-win leader is in second place, which is amazing in itself. Martin Truex has no wins, and he's in second place in the points.
Yeah.
That is consistency and just not enough luck. Denny is third with two wins. So, and that Chase was up until this race winless.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, that's right. He finished second.
That's right.
Martinsville.
So we had William Will the Thrill Byron. I'm going to call him that. I like that. Finished. He with the win, three wins on the season. Congratulations. I'm sorry. Yeah, three wins. And then Christopher Bell's locked in. Suarez is locked in. And that's it. And Suarez is kind of having a rough run with the points. Bad Brad, though, with that second place finish. He moved up one spot, but he's still on the out. Because what's it, 16 get in?
Yeah.
He's 17.
Jeez.
And he's got Kyle Busch in front of him.
I feel like Kyle will
crash in.
He'll pull a win out at some point.
Some point. Logano's bound to win something. Just kind of looking. Bowman.
Where?
What about Busch? Buescher and Briscoe could all win. Chastain should win somewhere. I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of guys.
I mean, technically, if Dega is next week, anyone can
win. Here's two guys that don't have wins right now. Blaney and Reddick. And they're capable of wins.
Yeah, but Reddick will get it at a road course.
Yeah. Fair point.
He doesn't have to really worry about that.
The good thing is Larson could really take the month of May off.
Yeah.
You know, and just concentrate on IndyCar. I mean, considering that he ran second fastest at the Speedway last week.
With the draft, but...
Not as big a draft as Joseph got.
But still impressive.
Joseph got the big toe.
Yeah.
If anyone has... I will say this. If anyone is going to win this on a one-off... I think Larson's the one.
Yeah, there's not many other guys.
Just because he's driven everything.
Yeah, there's few other drivers out there in the world right now that could come across from a different series
and run on the. I'm just saying. I'm not running. Saying I'm just on the oval at Indy.
Yeah.
Now, could he win on another oval? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he can.
I wouldn't mind him having a shot in IndyCar, but it's whether or not he wants it. So, and
if he just came back and ran, what do you call it? The short ovals. I think he could win.
You could do Milwaukee, Iowa, Gateway.
Right.
The only other high speed one is Nashville. Iowa is high speed.
Did they go to Texas still?
No.
They don't go to Texas.
No. Texas is not there anymore.
It's not on the calendar anymore.
No.
I think he could win on any one of those ovals. He could win on. Because he's got cup experience on him.
Yeah, I mean.
He's got cup experience. And then the other thing is he drives these rocket ship sprint cars.
Right.
And plus he can drive wing and non-wing. But the wing ones are generating some kind of downforce on him.
He has enough talent and skill to adapt very quickly to
anything.
Wherever it is.
Yeah.
Indy is by far the easiest one
for him.
For him, or anyone that's going to do this, because it's the most practice time that you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
So you should, by the time the race comes, you are as prepared as you can be for an IndyCar race. And by that point, you either know you have a good car or you don't.
He's just got to know how much to run in the draft, where he can save fuel, stuff like that.
Yeah, and he was saying he still has plenty to run
in the draft, what the deterioration to the tires does, here and there and stuff like that. But overall, he's probably got the best package coming into this.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of just doing the crossover from coming from somewhere else into it. I mean, Tony Stewart, Robbie Gordon, John Andretti, they all ran IndyCars full season. And then they went to NASCAR and came back and did one-offs. Mm-hmm. So that's not the same thing. Jimmy Johnson coming in and doing what he did, all props to him. Fernando, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the modern day.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back into the 60s, you got Jimmy Clark, Graham Hill, those guys came over. But that was like the movement away from front engine cars to rear engine cars. But again, those guys had heaps of talent, but experience. So that's where that came from.
Right.
All right. So NASCAR's off to the world of Texas. I mean, Talladega. Ricky Bobby.
Weather forecast. It might rain on Sunday.
Oh, shocked.
Right now, I'm looking at a 68% chance in the middle of the day.
That's shocking. What'll happen?
or is that, I'm sorry, or is that 80%? It's more than 50. So there is a decent chance that it might rain.
Decent chance. All right, let's hope it's not too bad.
Or they could, if the threat of rain increases, would they try and make it happen on Saturday? Do you think?
That's a good question.
Or do you think you would push it to Monday? Because Monday apparently seems clear.
Hopefully they'll push it, but hard to say.
Yeah. All right. All right. What's next? What do we got? IndyCar?
EMS.
No, ELMS.
So, am I looking at this race?
Yeah. Barcelona.
Barcelona.
So what, it's LMP2, LMP3, and GT...
GT, LMGT3.
Okay,
all right. Now, in LMGT3, I will say this, just on the car classification there, we're really, it's Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche, and Aston Martin in it.
Okay.
So, there's no Mercedes because they can't, I think... You have to run whatever cars are running at WEC in this for some reason.
Okay.
So, no one's running a Mercedes in this. Mm-hmm. No one's running a Corvette and no one's running a Ford in this. That's up to you to decide if you want to run. You can run them, but I don't think anyone's running them.
Yeah, but I don't think Corvette and Ford had a first choice of running with any team over here. Or, I'm sorry, over there in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, they're in WEC, obviously, but they're not in the EMS series.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, that's a customer buy car, so so you got to see what you're doing there. So, it was 4 hours of Barcelona. And we had cool racing with the win.
Mm-hmm.
Algarve Pro with the second, and then United Auto Sports with the third place finish.
LMP3.
Boy, can I make this tougher? LMP3, Team Virage, followed by Cool Racing and Euro International.
So Cool Racing had an
LMP2. Cool Racing had a good weekend, yes.
So they run an LMP2 and an LMP3.
LMP3, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Let's see. LMGT3, sorry. Here we go. Yeah, Formula Racing. Yeah, it was with Nicholas Nielsen in the Ferrari 296. Like I said, that Ferrari 296. It was a 1-2 for Ferrari with GR Racing finishing second. And then one of the Iron Lynx finished third. With their Lambo.
Right.
It did not see. So the Iron Dames are not running here. Oh, no, they are running. Oh, they went out. Oh, that's a bummer. They run a Porsche. That's weird. They run a Lambo over here, and they're running a Porsche over there. Yeah, they went out with, they went out just after the 3 hour mark. Huh, that's a bummer. All right, first of six races. So,
And they're off to France next.
France, the Castellet. Mm-hmm. And then I believe they stay in France for the 24 Hours of Le Mans.
Not ELMS, but the teams that...
The teams that are going to Le Mans. Going, yes. Sorry. That's exciting.
I was going to say, what's the rest of their calendar?
Yeah. It's actually pretty good. Although I'm very excited about WEC going to Imola next week.
Yes. Jeez. All right. ELMS does Barcelona, La Castellet, Imola, Spa,
Mugello. They go to Imola.
And Portimao. They go to Imola. They go to Imola in July.
Really? That's cool.
But WEC is there next week. This weekend.
Yeah. When's Formula One there?
At Imola?
June? Oh, no, it's coming up.
It is coming up. It's after... I'm sorry. It's in May as well. It's in May.
After China, right?
After China and then after Miami.
Oh, so they go to Miami next?
So after China, they're going to go to Miami. Oh. But Miami's not until the first weekend in May.
Well, it's, yeah, so it's like 2 weeks, right? 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
After this weekend.
2 weeks. They got 1 week break, and then they're going to go to Miami. These guys,
most of the team has been gone a long time.
And then they're going to go, I'm sorry, so then Miami is May 5th, and Imola is May 19th.
Then in the following weekend's Monte Carlo, right?
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, so... So it's a double header weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Something symbolic about that.
Why am I missing this? Yeah, and then after Memorial Day weekend, they go back to Canada. They have a week off.
Because that schedule makes so much sense.
Yeah. Speaking of schedules, we can get to that later.
We'll get to that. Oh, yeah. That came out. Oh, and did you notice the conflicts? Are back on?
With Le Mans?
Yes. Yeah. No one cares. I don't care.
Clearly.
Although, what Formula One driver is coming over?
To do Le Mans?
Yeah, none. The only one it would be Fred.
Fred Hulkenberg. Well, if Hulkenberg is still there next year.
No. I'm just saying, from a Formula One race, no one's taking a weekend off. And
oh,
you know, if there was a weekend off, I'm just saying, Fred would probably be the only one.
No, I don't.
You know,
well, right now with him being the unofficial official number one driver,
yeah,
I don't think that they would want him to go.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, let's jump into some news notes. Let's do some IMSA first. Mike Rockenfeller will be back in the JDC Miller Proton Porsche this weekend.
The banana.
In the banana boat. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he? Is he subbing out for? Yeah, no. Neil Johnny. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So one of the guys from...
should only be two guys this weekend.
Yeah, I'm just trying
to see. Short race. It's the first sprint race.
Who's he subbing out for? It's got to be... I don't know who he's subbing out for.
It's not Phil Hansen. I don't know why I have that name in my head.
I know. Hold on. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
This is the level of preparation we put in.
No, it's the friggin'... you know, they put the... When I do this and I go... I put the stories up and then it's like... they didn't even have it. Oh, wait a minute. I know who has it. Hold on. These guys have it. Hold on. Sorry. I'm trying to find out who he's replacing. That's what I want to find out. Here it is. Oh, of course, an error occurred. There we go. So wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. He's not running the banana boat. He's running the proton car. The JDC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's running. That's why I was kind of getting confused.
All right.
It's because I went to this other sports car site. And it's kind of. He's running with. He's running in the Mustang sampling car.
Okay.
Which with Bruni. Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that is. That's
pretty good.
Who is he usually?
He's on the Ford team. So he's in the Mustang in GT3. But there's no GTD Pro.
Not Rockefeller. Who's usually in the Mustang sampling proton car? He's in for someone.
That's what I'm trying to find.
Hold on.
Oh, this. Okay, so it's Neil Yanni and Julian Andelauer have been in the car. They're at that. And then Alessio Piccarello, who's also driven the car, he's in Sepang for a race. So there's just guys everywhere. That's all right. All right. You know, I know. It's just like, why don't you put subbing for?
Mm-hmm.
That's all they had to put.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they just can't put it. I know why he's not running a GTD, because GTD Pro is not running.
Yes.
Got some sad news. Cat legs out of a ride in IMSA, and I don't understand that. I don't get it, but I don't know. Maybe it'll lead to bigger things, possibly in IndyCar. Could, who knows? But I have not seen. No one has delved into it.
Dale Coyne, see, it's changing every week.
Yeah, but no one's really figured out why she's not driving it. Because honestly, I don't get the difference between the person they put in the car and Kat.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. Did we talk about this? Flying Lizard being back?
Yep.
We talked about that last week.
Yep.
Excellent. Excited.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the lizard can take down the dinosaur.
Yeah, I just don't know enough about the lizard drivers. They're coming up from the SRO team,
they just need a caution to fall their way.
I guess
that's
yeah. I just but they don't. Yeah, race. But like Harder Racing's got Pompelli, and
I know.
You know,
I know.
I mean, it's like literally two pros in the car.
I know. So Ben Keating,
not as bad. Not so, as I know Ben Keating. Is he running? Oh no, he's over in. He's at the WEC race. not as bad as Lexus though.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow, that was some shenanigans there. But hey, more power to him. Yeah, there's no one's running a Mustang. They're running one Corvette.
It's AWA, right?
Yes, and I think there's some shenanigans with it.
That they can't get it working or something?
No, I think there's some shenanigans with the driver lineup.
Oh,
I thought I saw something. Hold on. Well, let me go back and just take a quick peek. I thought I saw something.
I don't know if I. Like you said, that it's going to be. There's no GTD Pro, but there will be GTD.
Yeah.
So there's going to be 17 of those this weekend, in addition to the 10 GTPs that are running as well. So. Yeah. We'll have one prototype and one GT class this weekend. And the race is the first sprint race of the year. What, an hour, 45 minutes?
Yeah, this something is, like that. And this is the shortest race of the season.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so AWA. Oh, no, they're not. I thought they were. I thought I had read somewhere. Can you check the WEC? Line up, starting entry grid. No, they didn't do any shenanigans there. All right, I thought they were. This is the shenanigan, though. Roman DeAngelis and Spencer Pompelli. Like, really? Oh, that's cool, though. Kyra Maselli and Danny Formella running a Lambo. That's cool.
All right, who am I looking at?
Corvette.
Corvette. Where's the zoom? There it is. What are they? TF Sport. There's three of them.
There's three vets, right?
No. Oh, there's two vets.
Yeah, who's in them?
There's three drivers for each.
Okay,
for
each one. Who's in them?
Tom Van Rompuy. Rui Andrade.
Rui Andrade.
Andrade.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's like Billy Andrade, the golfer.
Charlie Eastwood.
Yeah.
Daniel Yucadella.
Yeah.
Sebastian Baud. B-A-U-D. Baud?
Don't know.
Okay. French.
French.
And then Hiroshi Koizumi.
Oh, okay. I swear to God, I thought I saw something where Garcia and somebody else were running. But
oh,
guess not. Oh, well. All right. Oh. There we go. Thank you for answering that question.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
That for this weekend, the GTPs only have four sets of tires.
The whole weekend?
For the whole weekend. Jesus. Last year, they only had five.
Wow.
But they've said that the tires are more durable, so
yeah,
it'll get them through it. But
yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Quickly, just on the NASCAR front, the IndyCar front, Jack Harvey confirmed at Dale Coyne for the race this weekend, along mm-hmm. with Nolan Siegel.
Yep.
Considering that Colin Brown is running elsewhere.
Yeah. I know.
I was like, why did people think it was something like it was a like people were going. No. And it's like, I'm going, he's running in Imola this weekend. Yeah. He's not like,
Well, and then they also said that Siegel is moved over to the 51.
Yeah,
from the
well, that's the one I thought he was supposed to drive. Like, because that's Colin's car, 51.
That's the one he was driving.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So in the 18, I thought was supposed to be Harvey's car for most of the races. Whatever races Harvey's doing, he's supposed to be in the 18.
Oh, okay.
I don't really understand that, but anyways, yeah, there we go. Formula One news: Fred has signed a long-term contract with Aston Martin. That is exciting news.
I mean, well, clearly a seat at Red Bull was not on the table. So
not on the table for him.
No.
And then,
also, considering the fact where Mercedes is currently.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go backwards.
No.
So.
No, I agree.
No reason to switch.
So I think, so now, the obviously the biggest one, the drop right now is Carlos. Max isn't going anywhere.
No, I don't.
Why would you take a step back to go to Mercedes? The car's not going to, he's.
There's no point.
Yeah. He's beaten it by a mile. So, I mean, why would you go? I mean, if you're going to take a step and go somewhere else, it would have been a Ferrari because they're the closest. But if this was 2026, I'm just going to say,
yeah.
I could say, okay, fine, I'm going to take a risk and go somewhere. All right, mm-hmm. fine. Because then by then he could have won this year and next year. So whatever, how many world championships that is, whatever.
Five.
Five, right. So, I mean, at that point, yeah, that makes sense to take a chance. I mean, No blame on Lewis. Lewis did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, back then.
Yeah.
So, I think the next one right now is definitely Carlos.
Yeah. Cause
and there has to be, he has, to, right now, I think his choices are this. Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Audi.
Yeah.
But that's like a huge step back. For 2 years until Audi comes
in.
And then you don't know where they're going to be, how long that's going to take you. So either they come rolling in with a truckload of money.
Not even 2 years. It's 1 year.
And one year.
And then,
but still, you don't know. Right.
And you're hoping that the new regs
the car is going to be competitive. So what you're hoping there is that someone's going to drive the Brinks truck up and drop a ton of cash on you. And possibly let you do other things. Well, no, because Audi doesn't do anything else. That was real smart.
Well, they have something stored away. In...
Right. Yeah, they do.
But
it's like...
We'll see.
We'll see. It's moronic. Mercedes. But it's like everything there says it's either a 1-1 or a 2-1. Because they're pinning their hopes on Kimi Antonelli, who, I'll be honest with you, hasn't done anything in F2 this season.
And this is his first season in F2?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but they've been touting this kid,
I know.
You know, and
I have other thoughts on that seat.
Too, Mercedes. But. Okay. Then we got, obviously, if Big Daddy Stroll decides to unload the cash and put the Spanish Armada together, mm-hmm. which wouldn't that make sense? But the question there is, does Carlos play second fiddle?
I mean, does he play second fiddle?
There's no way Fred's going to let him be number two. There's no way Fred's going to be number two.
If Fred is playing the team game as much as he is right now,
yeah,
the hope is that if the car is a championship contender, well, this is the other problem too. If the car is capable of wins,
mm-hmm.
and not a championship per se. You need two drivers to elevate that up there. And on a week-in, week-out basis, it's not Lance. And he is good, but he's just not that...
He's inconsistent.
Yeah, he's just inconsistent.
And if you're going to be a top team, you can't have that.
No. And Carlos clearly has a very good understanding of the car and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know if we just haven't seen that from Lance because they pick and choose what to broadcast, so no one really knows. And it's not like Lance is a very public guy either when he talks about stuff like that, and it never seems like
he's such an electric interview.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not... It's hard to get a good read on that because you really just don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to see Carlos go there to Aston because I think it would elevate them. It would. But
to the point where they're definitely challenging Mercedes and McLaren.
Yeah.
And they could be nipping at Ferrari there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that they will get to Red Bull because I need to see Carlos and Fred in the cars together. Mm-hmm. To see how they, you know, like throughout the weekend, how they're working to elevate the car. So
yeah.
that would be the other thing. So I'm getting to your Mercedes seat. Who do you think? Well, you were just alluding to that.
Well, the other thing too is, or hold on, I want to just cycle back to Aston Martin for 1 second. The tough thing with Aston is where does Lance go in? Because Lawrence isn't going to leave his son without a ride.
He's going to go play tennis. I'm not joking. I don't. I think at some point
he's done.
He's done.
Because I mean, with all the money that Lawrence is putting into the team, he has made that team better.
Right.
So you're going to put in all the money and then not give Lance a shot at a title if the car comes around.
But I think at the same point, Dave.
It'll be tough. But the other thing too is. Honda's coming in 26. So is there a need that Honda is going to want to fill where they put a Japanese driver in the car?
At
Aston Martin.
Oh.
Maybe, not next
so
year.
So you're thinking Yuki?
Not even Yuki. Like,
Hirakawa?
They could pull a Wasa. and do that.
Yeah.
I think with Yuki's experience in F1,
I think if anyone's going there, I think Yuki's going there.
Yeah.
Now, which that opens a bunch of things up, or say Red Bull. All right. Say.
I think it makes Red Bull's life a little bit easier.
Say Yuki goes there, right?
Yeah.
Because I believe his contract's up this year.
Yes, Yuki's is up.
All right. Yeah. Say he goes there because Honda wants him there.
Yeah.
All right. Then Perez is up. He's out. He's up this year. His contract.
Yes.
I think if Yuki goes, obviously Liam's going there.
To Red Bull or Toro Rosso?
I think he's going. Cash App.
V Carb. I like that one.
V-carb. Whatever. I don't know. RB, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I think Lawson's going there.
To V Carb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think what they're going to do is I think it's Carlos they want to get.
Yeah.
If they can't get him, say he goes, if he goes somewhere else, right?
Carlos,
right. Then I'd say they're going to put Lawson in the car.
Yeah.
And Perez is out. And then they'll pick up two drivers for, because I don't think Danny Ric's coming back.
He has to cakewalk Tsunoda.
The rest of the season. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where that goes. Mm-hmm. Now, the other, that also, at that point, does one thing at that point. If there's no, say they don't have a driver lineup in there,
mm-hmm.
that does make that this rumor flying around that RB's going up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of backstories to what this Red Bull stuff that's going on, and it's clearly an ownership struggle in terms of the Thai folks mm-hmm. now having more of a say over the Mateschitz since mm-hmm. Dieter's not there. It's unfortunate because there was that kind of seemed like all cohesive thing, and it just doesn't seem like that right now. So, obviously the Thai connection is definitely they're heavily a
I'm just looking.
I know, but that was
no. I know
that was a mini pass in a
yeah.
A rover.
Yeah, I know.
I did the same thing. Sets him up.
Mm-hmm. Just yep. Right down.
That is fantastic. Oh, does he get the wheel up?
He'll get it there. Come on.
Oh, that is just beautiful.
No, not quite.
That is just fantastic. Anyways, this is going into the night. I think that makes that whole thing possible, that goes up for sale.
Yeah.
Obviously, the other one that's rumored now is Alpine, because mm-hmm. I think that's just turned into a nightmare over there. Because it just doesn't sound like anybody's on the same page.
No.
And if you look at all the people that left there, in terms of like Alan Permain and everybody mm-hmm. that was formerly with Benetton, and whatever, that's just like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But anyways, so I that would make, you know, a potential sale there mm-hmm. possible. The only other thing would be, where does Albon go?
Yeah. So
does Red Bull bring him back and say, fine, you're going to go to Cash App? He's better off there than he is at Williams.
He is. He is. He definitely is. Albon to Mercedes would make some sense. My longer reach is, when do Gasly and Ocon jump ship?
They're both. One of them's up this season. I think Ocon's up this season.
Right. But when do you jump ship at that team for something?
Right. If something comes across your plate, you take it.
Or you go and try and poach someone else's seat.
One of the things is, I believe Ocon is one of Toto's drivers. So
that's why I wouldn't.
Right. I mean,
I could see him going there too.
To where? Mercedes?
Mercedes.
On a one-on-one type deal?
Or depending on how Albon shapes out, maybe move him over into Williams.
Ocon steps down to Williams.
Well, right now it's kind of a step up.
Yeah, it's kind of a step up, but I'm not 100% sold on that. I could see him going to Mercedes on a one-on-one. I think that would happen if Albon goes to Red Bull, one of the Red Bull teams.
Go with this. The other thing that I want to point out is, what do you do with all these former F2 winners?
Yeah,
champions.
Right. Because
you still. I mean, well, Teo Porcher looks like he's going to IndyCar at this point.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So either he'll step in there, or Haas is going to move drivers around and he'll go for a seat.
I mean, if Hülkenberg goes to Audi.
Yep.
Let's do this. Hülkenberg goes to Audi, okay? Because that's the big. That rumor is. That's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't think Joe and.
Bottas are sticking around. No.
So say Hulk goes there, right? Mm-hmm. That gets a German driver in there. Berman's going to Haas then.
Yes. Okay. Well, Doug.
He's a Ferrari driver. They're gonna ask that he goes there.
I understand he's a Ferrari driver, but isn't Teo Porcher also a Ferrari driver?
No.
Not anymore.
I don't think he's a Ferrari driver. I thought he was a McLaren guy, but I don't get into that. I mean, Berman, I do, because he's listed as the second driver, you know, the reserve driver. So, and if I was Haas, I would welcome that.
Right.
Now, I think Sargent's done this year too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's two seats at Williams.
Which I think, if Joe's out at Sauber, I think he goes to Williams.
Just for bringing money.
Money.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can see that. Replaces Sargent.
Yep.
And then maybe they go with Pocher or somebody. But yes, there's a huge amount of talent. There's Yuri Vips. There's a whole bunch of guys out there. If you go back, now you go to the Prema thing coming to IndyCar. Mm-hmm. They're gonna take an IndyCar guy, somebody.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I honestly don't know who. Like.
Yeah.
It has to be someone good.
And on,
like, let me just say, if Pagano was healthy, I would put Pagano there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring in somebody, whether it's Porcher or some who, you know.
And this but it, for what seat?
The Prema seat. The two Prema seats.
In the Indy car.
Yeah. They run two cars.
I'm sorry, you not coming to F1.
Who?
I thought that's what you just said.
No, they're going to IndyCar. Prema's going to IndyCar.
Prema goes to IndyCar. Are you saying drag an F2 guy over there, or just poaching?
No, there's going to be somebody want to put a Formula 2 guy in the seat. They've already set a European talent in the seat.
Oh, that'll be Porsche.
Well, yeah, or if it's somebody affiliated with Prema, you know, that's, yeah, you know, whatever. They want a established IndyCar guy. Now, Pagano, if he was healthy, would be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other thing is, could Callum Ilott be that guy?
Yeah, that could be a.
Which I don't see. I have no problem with that, because I think he's just as talented. So
yeah.
I don't see why that couldn't happen.
Right, and he already has the experience there.
I mean, unless you're talking now, who's with Carpenter? Rinus?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Hold on.
If like, if, let's just say Renus's contract was up.
Are we done? Are we done speculating about F1?
Oh no! Oh no! I was like, I was just trying to fill the gaps with no, because you brought up the whole Formula 2 thing, and you're right. There's about 900 guys
know,
out there.
I know. It's you're starting to leave guys off the board, and it's just getting into this realm of like,
you know what? Because we got to have bad guys. You know, guys with bags of dough that run Formula 1 cars that got no talent.
Yeah.
And we can't have four more cars on the grid. And I want to talk about that real quick too.
Who'd you ask him about? Ed Carpenter?
Yeah.
Renus, Ed, and Rasmussen.
So between Rasmussen and Renus.
Yeah, you could take one of those.
I mean, one of those, right, would fit in over there. Erickson's set where he is. And Rosenquist is set where he is. The reason I'm kind of saying a European guy is that the team's European. You know,
yes.
I know Piers Phillips running the team, and he's been in IndyCar forever, but the ownership group is all European. So if you had somebody with European roots that's in IndyCar that's established, like Pagenaud's the perfect one because he's French.
Yeah.
You know? And hope, you know, that would be awesome if he could come back and do that, but we won't know.
Would you? This is a long shot, but would you poach her?
He's signed. I'd hate to see what the buyout is on him.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Newgarden is not signed. He's looking for Herta money. He's looking for Herta and award money. He's looking for Herta money. Award. I don't want to get into the driver lineup over at McLaren right now.
Yeah, that's a.
Anyways,
there's a lot of moving parts there.
I want to see a few more races before I really make a comment about that.
How long is Palou signed with Ganassi?
He re-upped. It's like 3 years.
What about Armstrong?
I don't know. And the thing with them is if this charter thing comes in, so they want to... So this is what they're... That's what the teams that don't have the charter... So Ganassi's one of them, right? They wouldn't have a charter because they got four cars or something.
Yeah.
So their thought was you put Palou in the non-charter car... Because he'll get into every race. Mm-hmm. And then you put, you know, somebody that can't deal with the pressure. I mean, yeah.
You put one of the rookies in.
Right. Yeah. That's what they're talking about. That just sort of came out of that whole comment about Formula 2 there. And you're right. And it gets back to, you know, they just opened their new facility in Silverstone. Very impressive. Came out with their statement that they are looking to establish a Formula 2, Formula 3, and Formula 4 team. Okay? All right. So they're making a commitment in Europe. They, you know, there's obviously behind-the-scenes stuff going on with Formula, with not the FIA, but Formula 1.
The FOM.
So Stefano Domenicali and his Toto and his band of merry men. So they're definitely talking about that. So there's stuff going on behind the scenes there. And it's probably, you know, so I can see someone just rolling Chevrolet, a GM into the meeting and going, and they're going to, well, we want you to come. And they're going, we're not coming unless they're coming with us. That's what it's going to come down to.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then it's going, well, then how about you guys buy a team because we want to keep 10? Well, we've tried that and we got the door slammed on us every time. We had to deal with Sauber. Yet, you know, we got backdoored by Audi, and they're still up in the air. And then you got Alpine, which doesn't know what's going on. Well, they can't decide what they're doing with their team. You got Williams, which is just a horror show. And it's not nothing to do with James Vowles. It's just a horror show there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How much is the ownership group really involved?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Well... for a team that showed some promise.
Yeah, there's just a lot of...
This past couple of weekends kind of showed where the weakness. They really are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're
so last year,
much better.
You know, skirting around all the issues they had with Sargent, they were able to cobble it together and keep it going. This year, they've both had problems, and what's happened is... Yeah, we took the rug out of Sargent's legs at, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
And where was that? Australia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is a joke. What's going on there?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Vols and everything. I like, you know, there's some good people there, but the team's a joke.
Yeah, it's not.
Which is sad because Williams was in, you know, a very proud team. I'd hate to see it go the way and become Andretti, but if it has to, it has to. I would rather see Alpine become Andretti.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
And then see somebody somehow come in and try and save Williams somehow.
Yeah.
Just to save the name, because... But I know, end of the day, it's just a name, but...
It is.
There's a lot of history and pedigree there.
And it's not that there isn't history with Alpine's team.
I would love Andretti to come back by Cash App and change it to Minardi again.
That would be funny.
That would be awesome. But...
I think I would like to. I would like either to see Alpine or RB.
Yeah,
get bought out by Andretti. If that's the case.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I would like to just see Andretti be the 11th team on the grid. Because, it gets two more guys in.
I really want two teams. Yeah. There should be four more cars. There's too many good drivers,
yes.
F2 drivers. And, if they got money, they got money. They're good. But, I mean, there's just guys sitting on the sidelines, you know. And nothing against Danny Ric, but I hate to say it. I think his time has come.
I know. Well, and then I'm starting to get there, too, of nothing against Magnussen and Hulkenberg, but what's the Haas doing also?
Right. I mean, if they're quick there, I mean, if you put Berman in the car, I think you're going to get the same, or if not better result that Magnussen's giving you. And I like K-Mag.
I like both the guys.
I like both of them.
I don't have a problem with either one.
I just think if they were both, I think if they were both in, if they were both at, say, Cash App, I think they might put up a better fight than what's currently going on there.
Yeah. I mean, already they've both shown that they're playing the team game.
They're playing team game. The team's actually got points and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I like to see.
Yeah.
Because it's a very good tactic.
But the thing I don't get is they can't get the inconsistency getting the tires up to temperature and stuff.
I don't know what they need to fix.
Yeah.
But they're coming up on 10 years being in F1 and they've only gone down.
Yeah, they started strong and they've gone down.
Yeah.
And
So I don't know where the money is or who in management needs to move around whatever in the
They moved Gunther.
Yeah, if Gunther was the one then
Gunther saved their butt. He took every shot that got fired at him, he took.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So I have ultimate respect for the guy. Mm. You know, there's rumors flying that he's trying to get a group together to buy a team.
Yeah.
I don't know if if Michael, if they were able to get, say they able to get in there, right? Mm-hmm. If I was them, I would take a flyer on having Gunther run the team just to navigate him for a couple of years.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
Just to navigate him through the paddock, that's all. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, fine, we bring in our guy, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows? Anyways, all right, you know. I don't know. There's a lot going on there in Formula One, and it's just it. I think by the time after we get through all of this and we go to Canada and come back, I think that's, I think there's going to be a lot more clarity as to what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm going out on a big limb. Max isn't going anywhere. He's just not going anywhere.
If he's going anywhere, he's not running an F1. That's my thing.
The only place he was going to go was Ferrari.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm saying that is Lewis is going because it's not because of his love for Ferrari. He's going because he thinks he can still compete. And that's like the only place he's going to get a seat. He's not going to get there was absolutely no way he was going to get a seat next to Max.
No.
All right. There's just no way that was going
to
happen.
Just to sidetrack for a second, the only way that Sainz is getting that Red Bull seat, it's going to be tough too, because if Sainz can contend with Max,
yeah.
I don't think he'll contend week in, week out, but he'll be closer than what Perez is.
And they were pretty close together when they were running.
Yes,
the junior Toro Rosso.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally would like to see those two? Yeah, because yes. I think they get along. I don't think it's like the Carlos and Lando show, but I mean...
And it's not the Max and Danny Ric show either.
It's not the Max and Danny Ric show, but it's Max and Carlos is a little bit more
business
congenial than...
Yeah, business will be taken care of.
And even Max and Leclerc, I don't really think... I mean, Carlos and Leclerc are not exactly...
It's hard to get a
good read. Carlos has shown me that he's on a par with Max in terms of running a team.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Carlos likes being out in the spotlight doing that. Nor does Max. They're both sort of behind the scenes, you know. I don't really think Carlos enjoys having, you know, his outbursts on the radio, you know, and Max having his. You know, they try and minimize those as much as possible. But, yeah, I think if those two were there, I don't think anyone's coming near Red Bull.
No.
And I think Carlos would be a really good rear gunner for Max.
Yeah.
But also, he's there. You know, if he out-qualifies him and he's there and he, you know.
Hopefully, you'll just get a good race out of it.
Yeah. But we'll see. I don't know. All right. Shall we move to the weekend picks?
Yeah.
Let's see. We're just doing winners at Long Beach, right?
Winners and a dark horse.
Winners and a dark horse.
So this will be for the IndyCar Long Beach race. God. Hold on, I just had it.
The entry list?
Or just the lineup of the year. Let's go past winners. All right, well, history says Andretti. So... Who is the other one there? Marcus Ericsson.
Woo! Is that your dark horse?
Nope, that's my pick
to win. That's your pick.
That's my pick to win.
Oof. That's a good one. This is what, a Honda race?
It's the Acura Grand Prix.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's the Acura Grand Prix.
Hold on. Let me get the actual name. Yes, it's the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach.
All right. I'm going Pillow.
Okay.
Now we got to pick a dark horse, right?
Yeah.
Dixon.
I'm gonna go Rosenquist. I'm gonna pick the Swedes.
Wow, you're gonna pick? Yeah, I like that. That's pretty good. All right.
Did Nate get back to us on his picks?
Who?
Nate. Did he get his picks in?
He picked Santino Ferrucci.
As Dark Horse?
No, as race winner.
I thought he had an award as his race winner.
No, he had Ferrucci.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Nate.
Would you have a award in Ferrucci?
Yeah. to be nice, I put award as his winner.
Winner.
I think that's probably more realistic.
We should be able to get his picks.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll
get that on a go-forward basis.
Yeah.
Nate, if you're listening, text us.
All right, F1 picks. And then this will probably wrap it up.
This is at...
China. Not the sprint, just...
Nah, yeah.
Just
yeah,
the
oh,
Grand Prix.
God, yeah.
Just the Grand Prix.
Just black out the... Oh, my God. I'm trying to black that out. I'm going to go Max.
Okay.
I don't even know if he's ever raced there.
Max, yes.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah. No, it's...
It's been so long since we raced there.
It was Norris and Russell that it was the first year for them.
Oh, okay.
When they ran there. So Leclerc and Max and Sainz had a few years anyways running there.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go Max, I'm going to go Carlos, and I'm going to go Fred.
All right.
And then my dark horse... Piastri.
Okay. I'm going to go Carlos wins. Max second. And Norris third. Dark horse... I feel like Alonso is more of a dark horse in this race. But if I had to go with like, I'll take Alonso for my dark horse because you went with Piastri. Nate will be sensible about this. He'll go Max and Perez 1-2 for Red Bull, and he'll take Leclerc for third. His dark horse is Stroll.
Stroll?
Yeah, sure. Or no. We'll be different. His dark horse will be George.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well.
Okay.
I think that does that.
All right. Just a couple new cleanup notes.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Nate.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nate. And then news broke overnight.
Of
the 50 best IndyCar series podcasts.
Oh yeah, this.
From the fine folks at Feedspot. Just real quick, they listed out 50 podcasts, and they say here worth listening to in 2024. Number one, Marshall Pruitt podcast. 100% agree.
Yeah.
Number two. I'll have to listen to these guys. I haven't heard them before. The Front Stretch podcast. But it's weird. It says, looking for your weekly NASCAR fix.
Okay. It takes whatever description, because I've seen this list. And however they pull it, it's literally just copying whatever you as a podcast post. And they're ranking, like you said, top 50 best IndyCar.
Yeah, I know, but
podcast.
These guys
yeah,
here.
It doesn't necessarily mean yeah. that. Yeah, I don't
so know. So number three.
Anyways, we're going
off like track this. With Hinch and Rossi.
Yes. I don't know why that's not number two, but.
Number two. Anyways. Pit Pass within Pit Pass Indy. It's an IndyCar journalist. Fine. That's good. Motorsport 101. Oh, RJ O'Connell does that one. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. Across the Pond Motorsports. They're from Texas.
Which one was that? Number what?
Six.
Okay.
Number seven, Speed Street with Connor Daly.
Mm-hmm.
It says Joey Molinaro, but Joey's not doing the show anymore. It's like pretty much Connor and a guest of people. Then we have NASCAR Radio. Not quite sure why that's IndyCar. Next up, Trackside Podcast with Kevin Lee.
What number was that?
Number nine.
Number nine. All right.
Number 10. I don't know if you heard of this one. The Red Mist Podcast.
No idea.
Average length, 63 minutes. Look at that. Number 10.
It's pretty good.
I mean, let's see who we're beating. At number 14, The Race, IndyCar Podcast. That's with J.R. Hildebrand.
According to
FeedSpot, we're beating them. Now, here's one. Ranting and Racing. I might have to give a list to those guys. Here's one for Rich Hemingway. Fast Cars, Fast Girls. IndyCar racing discussed by two women who love the sport. Love talking about it. Number 17, this is awesome. The McLaren Fans Podcast. Then we have at 18, the Monkey Seat Podcast. Here's one. This is a good name, though. The Push to Pass Podcast. How come we didn't think of that? I like that.
It's not bad.
This isn't another one. The King Hero IndyCar Podcast. It's Hero Matsushita. Mm-hmm. Track Limits. I mean, at this point, I couldn't even, like, wow.
I know.
Not going to say anything about that one.
I know. that was the first one I started looking for.
I know. I was like, did we beat them? And we did, by a mile. So thanks to FeedSpot, we're number 10. We're up from last year.
Yeah. 20 something.
24th last year. The 10th.
Yeah.
Look at us. Maybe it's how much time you spent talking IndyCar. Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
But hey, thanks to them. All right. And thanks to tens of listeners out there.
Yes. You tens of listeners make
the difference.
That's what it takes to get to the top 10 of IndyCar.
And if we're 10th, we should be able to monetize this. Bring it to YouTube like everybody else.
So,
and on that note,
good night.
Thank you guys for listening to the Red Mist Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.